Incumbent Ann Arbor Second Ward City Council member Jane Lum says she ran for office 2 years ago because she felt city government had lost touch with the basic needs of the community. Lum says she thinks progress has been made, but too often the community priorities are still not being addressed. Lum says Democratic challenger Kirk Westfall is pushing for many of the same ideas that concerned her in the first place.
When I listen to him and read his literature, I hear a lot of similar themes that I confronted 2 years ago. And I think a lot of his ideas perhaps mirror the mayor's priorities. And whether it's about, you know, a lot of these, again, I keep calling them more discretionary things.
Westfall says he chose to live in Ann Arbor because it's a thriving community, not just providing basic needs. He says with proper planning, the city can prepare for the future growth that will be coming. Westfall says he's been concerned that council members aren't following the development guidelines that were crafted based on the community's desires.
What I've seen on council increasingly is a willingness to perhaps not exactly follow our own zoning laws to the letter of the law. And I think that has resulted in some near very dangerous situations for the city financially.
Mixed-use party member Conrad Brown says he will bring practical solutions to help address sprawl through better zoning rules. He says tax increment financing captures should be abolished because the Downtown Development Authority has used them to provide subsidies to developers and businesses when the funds would be better spent on roads and other infrastructure projects. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.